June 28, 2011, is Watt from Pedro Show. Pedro show on a Tuesday.
Leaf Blower Tuesday.
Leaf Blower Tuesday. Here in Ninja Leaf Blower Land, people are, well, they're like just prepping up the yard next for the next shift.
Give the neighbors something to do.
Brother Matt, good to see you.
Yeah.
We started off with John Coltrane doing Mr. Sims. And then we heard the Polarity Taskmasters with Sinking Anchor. Speaking of sinking anchor, we got Brother Twan on board.
You know.
Back hey. From a cool journey, eh?
Yeah, I just came back from 5 days in San Francisco with, I met with some of my old colleagues, the Burning
Man. Yeah, the parade.
Oh, and just so, because it coincided with the gay parade, it was so fucking fun.
Was it intense?
Oh, my yeah. God, we just happened to be on the street with a whole bunch of friends. Daryl and Tiff were down.
Oh, cool.
Just serendipitously. Uh-huh. And, we were out eating Pakistani food, and the dykes on bikes came riding by. It was we had so much fucking fun. The street, San Francisco is a town like no other. It's great.
And the weather was happening.
Yeah, the weather was great, and I went up there to meet with my old Burning Man colleagues, the honchos that run Burning Man. Had some killer meetings for the projects that I talked about on the last show. So I had some good developments.
Some prog.
Yeah. Yeah, it's moving forward. Some really exciting things going on with
Bitching.
That.
Now, last week for you, Brother Matt, was kind of hell week.
Oh, my God, man. The whole year has been crazy, but it just kind of peaked last week with doing the 6 jobs with all the cuts and everything.
Yeah.
And it was the last week of the semester with graduation and year-end wrap-up and everything. So, previous year I had 9 people on the staff. This time there was just 3 of us. And we kicked ass. So with 9, we had 38 grads. This year we got 36. And we end up being way over the top of our target production-wise. So, we had to evolve and redesign and recreate a few times, but it worked. It
was nice. Wow. And you made it through. But that's why, folks, if you're waiting for another show, we had to take a little breakage.
Yeah.
I want everybody to send some goodwill wishes to Scotty Son. He's in a hospital in London.
Yeah, man.
Some blood vessel ruptured in his stomach. Got some Stooges gigs this weekend. I think one's called the Hop Farm. It's in Kent, in England. And then in Cheshire, there's a festival. Then we go to Lisbon, Portugal, one. And Valencia, Spain after that. And then I'm home again July 10. So we're going to... The call was made to make do with the cat. His name, stage name, he's from Eastern Tennessee originally. But he's been over there. And he played with Ig in the 90s. His stage name is Toby Dammit.
Last-minute fill-in.
Yeah, when I land, Thursday I'll get there at noon, and I go right to the prac pad and start wailing it with him. I met him before. He played in a duo with a lady named Jessie Evans. I've played some of her stuff on the show. And... trippy. Well, he's wearing a tuxedo then. I don't know if he'll be wearing a tuxedo. At this gig.
Ig make fashion recommendations?
Yeah, I don't know. No shirt. You know, I did one.
Hey, I just saw up in San Francisco, I was walking by the Warfield, and they had a big banner in the window saying Stooges, but I was a little bit pissed because you weren't in the photograph. It was Iggy and...
because I'm a Minuteman. I'm like a child of a Stooge.
Yeah, I was like, hey, where's what, man? It's like you played up there like in September or something?
Yeah, 12th and 13th.
Yeah, right.
Good pad to play.
Yeah, man, Warfield's here.
Yeah,
historic.
Legendary.
Let's play some tunes here.
Cool. Thank you.
Soviet 1, Soviet 2, Leo Tolstoy, Ayn Rand. Thank you, Glenda. 1, 2, 3, go! Soviet Union? Thank you.
SWAT from Pedro show. Played you a bunch of music from some bands I saw last night. Well, the last one I didn't see last night because they're still in Dublin. But I did play with them a week ago, 2 days after Bloomsday, at the Button Factory. That was something brand new from Estelle called Monkey Knife Fight. But before them, I played some music of cats that were also on that bill, and one of them was a Dublin band. Well, let's go in order. Before Monkey Knife Fight was Rough Magic by Worker Bee, and that's headed by a cat named Evan, who's like the fourth man, like a side mouse for the band before them, Terramelos, and they did Skin Surf. Terramelos, a trio from Sacramento, but they bring Evan on to be a fourth man. And then started off with Atabisi Schenk, international drum beat. Atabisi Schenk is a Dublin band. It was the first time. Huh. And, yeah, the bass man, Vinny, you know, he wears this red sock over his head or a hoodie with a sock, some kind of mask. And, man, these cats leap around, and they're a bitchin' trio. You got to see them next time.
Oh, cool.
Man, he comes up there. He's, first time in Los Angeles. And I had to tell him, you know, hey, man, you're in West Hollywood, and the street over is Beverly Hills, okay? Mm-hmm. That turned him out. You want to see the George Michael bathroom? You know it's...
No, I didn't know where it is.
Yeah, it's on that strip there.
Yeah.
If you go west, huh?
Get some good action there, huh?
But the guitar man, he just got arrested for driving, falling asleep at the wheel in London on Mota.
Huh. I can't stand it.
He gets in trouble.
Yeah. I think it's his way of staying in the spotlight these days.
I don't know, man. He's pretty pop. He can sing.
Yeah.
There's another cat who did have trouble, and he got back with his old band. I don't think George Michael has to do that, but this, take that, take this. Man, they were doing these soccer stadiums.
Yeah.
They probably still are when I go back over. Huge.
Yeah.
It's like some Mersh Wave thing, and the guy went solo, and it kind of tanked.
Mm-hmm.
So he went back with the guys, and I don't know. But George, I think, I don't know. Yeah, maybe it is just, somebody told me George, Boy George, is still in the ring, but he's a DJ. He don't really sing in a band anymore.
He's, yeah, I heard he's been toying with that. Because, I mean, over the years, it's like DJing's...
Well, he got a lot of trouble. I think the last time was kidnapping. Some Red Boy guy, yeah.
It's crazy.
I know. But anyway, get back to Terramelos, the guitar man, Nick. It was just like Mr. Shimmy. Wow, this Dale's Klein, man. This guy. You know? And I said, you want to know? Play with him. And that's, remember, I said, brought Nels to Tokyo. And so, you can do that? I said, shit, man. Nels, you just make your face look like a red record button and he's ready to stomp on it. And so I said, but look, if I'm going to get him happening, then you pick the drummy. Now, they're both these bands. Like Butcherettes. I didn't mention them. Mr. Tolstoy. Do you know about them? I got to play with them twice on last tour. A lady born in Colorado but grew up in Mexico. She's got the drummer man from Locust and a bassie named Jonathan. Great band. And a big Latin crowd. But she don't... she's not doing mariachi and stuff. She does intense... She plays guitar and organ and sings and wears a smock with blood all over it. And you think she's going to come on like kind of a, I don't know, Mersh thing. And she's intense, like a little Hank Rollins.
Wow.
Yeah. So anyway, I said, you pick the drummy, Nick. And turns out, what about Greg from Deerhoof? I know Greg Hoof. So I wrote him, hey, this young man wants... I said, hey, I'm thinking of a name for the proj. It's a line from a Richard Meltzer poem. Big walnuts yonder. And they're all down for it. So in the wintertime, when everybody's got time off, we're going to see what Nick did. And the same kind of strategy I did with the 4x4, where I'll write the tunes on the bass. And then so they have all that room to let the freak flag
fly. Cool.
It's, Nell's such a bitchin' dude. Because, like, this man, 25 years younger than him, It's like passing the fucking baton. Yeah. This dude does a pedal bed dance. He's got like 40 of them or so.
Wow.
Yeah. That BC Shank cat too, Lar, man, amazing. He does the sample thing where he plays in loops and plays over himself. So they're a trio, but you're hearing all this. He's amazing. But both bands, and the Butcherettes, all three bands. And Estelle, maybe they'll get to come over too. Bushy, great cat, man. I'd love for you guys to see them.
There's
some
cool
young people making great music. Let's listen a little more. Oh, Devin Hoff, Nell's old bass player.
Oh, yeah.
We'll listen to him.
Cool. Thank you.
Thank you.
SWAT from Pedro show. Devin Hoff there with us. He just made a solo album.
Whoa.
Bone Phone. Those at Hunger, Devin Hoff, he's making a move to SoCal, so me and him will be able to get heavy on this Emma Goldman Bust Out Brigade project, where he's going to play stand-up and he play electric. It ain't Dose, but it is only two basses. Speaking of Dose, I just did an NPR interview with Kay up in her pad. They wanted to know, what's this about two basses, and how do you have a band for 25 years, and how do you make the last album in your pad, and it was interesting.
It's all a big mystery, huh?
Yeah, big mystery. Or the biggest mystery is, why did you play bass?
Uh-huh.
And, I had to tell her, D. Boone's mom put me on it, but I'm glad.
Yeah.
I guess if it's so low on the esteem level, not pick it.
Yeah, yeah.
I think they'll flee unless Claypool has changed that. Punk in general changed. We got talking about that, and also about the drummers being called.
Well, it's like you and Flea are two that spring to my mind. It's a lead instrument. I mean, you're out in front.
Well, what about Elvis?
You're fucking shredding.
They talk about Elvis and his influence.
Oh, yeah.
You know what he said?
What?
And this guy's still alive. Dwayne Eddy, guitar player.
Yeah. Elvis, he was a shredder.
Oh, man. Jack Bruce.
Yeah, man.
These are big influences on me.
Yeah, absolutely.
And then we heard King of the Lonely Hill by GFR. They're a Dutch band. And then Steve Lawson with A Year Afloat. The one time they asked me the future of bass, and I said, 10 more strings. I said, no, it's going to be composing. Same four, but he plays when he's 6, 8, 10 wins, but he's cool people. And then Miracle Man by Spain. Spain is the band fronted by Charlie Hayden's son, Pat's brother. He had a band called Treacherous Jaywalkers I produced when he was a teenager. Mm.
The Hayden boy.
Come on, I know him very well. Josh Hayden. Sorry, brother, Josh. And then finally, Aileron by Boris, the new album. Attention, please. What to do on all the scene. Hey, we're at the end of the... what were you talking about, the bass?
Oh, you're one of the only bass players I've ever known or seen to, like, consistently break strings.
Yeah, not as much anymore, though. I did the last tour, the same set of strings.
Yeah.
Wow.
Less younger hands. But in the old days, sometimes 3-4 a gig.
Yeah.
I'd have to put them in the back.
I mean, it's common for guitar players to snap strings, but you don't see bass players snapping strings. But
big babies.
Yeah.
But they're not. Yeah. Also, I think with the short scale, they're a little flabbier. And so, I don't know. And also, I got a bridge with very little angle.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we're at the end of the first hour, June 28, 2011. Well, Peter Show, where the fucking leaf blowers. Hang tight for hour two. June 28, 2011. This is the second hour. Live from Pedro show.
Man! The beginning of Faust, so to say. But it's You see, you might think we're just making jokes at all your questions. So this is not the point. What we are trying to say is that there is nothing serious in the music that we are making. See, it's maybe it's most lots of people see Faust intense and black and mystic and all this, but it's just pure joy, pure nonsense, lots of dada, lots of whatever happens, you know, good friends, inspired, sincere friends, making music, you know. It's not even making music is not the proper term. It's just we seem to be privileged person to have the faculty of seeing, hearing, feeling, smelling things, and let them through us and passing them, and that's what they call music. And so we're not making it, we're just giving it back.
Das ist die schon als wir begonnen haben, waren wir inspiriert nicht nur von herkömmlicher Musik, sondern überhaupt von den Sounds, die um uns herum geschehen sind, wie in Parkhäusern.
As we started our music, we were not only inspired by music, but we were also inspired by all kinds of sound around us. Sounds of cars, sounds of demonstration. You know, 68 was quite very big social upheavals and political upheavals. So all this inspired us. I think you called this Fluxus, but we didn't know about it. It has a name. Gibt es eine Musik, die du überhaupt nicht abkannst?
Ja, das ist Leute, die von Volksmusik zu Popmusik machen.
Yeah. People trying to transform folk music into pop music. See, the origin, the primal, this is what we're talking about. I mean, the primal music, we're not talking about so the primal things, when someone tries to turn it into something popular, it's not primal. So this is something that for Sapi it's a betrayal. It's something that one should do and makes him angry. Welche ist dein bester Gig, was wir gespielt haben? Der Garage? Garage?
Nee. Das kann ich nicht sagen, weil für mich ist wirklich jeder Gig, ich gebe das, was ich kann, und insofern ist jeder Gig gleich gut für mich.
Yes. All gigs are just as good. That's his thing, because he gives it all to any gig. That's his answer. Me, I have my top five, and I think the Garage we did in 19 whatsoever was really good. We did a concert in San Francisco in 1994. It was really good. And recently did a gig in Stockholm, which also was really good. What do I say so? It's because time disappeared. And also also when we did at the Corsica last year, it's when time just is blown. You know? In one gig we played very long, we played 2.5 hours, the securities just, you know, turned up the juice because we were well after curfew time. So, and I had the feeling we just had come on stage, so this is a good sign. And the other one at the Corsica was quite the contrary. There was so much energy in the room. We played, I had the feeling we've been playing for ages, and I think it was under 1 hour. So this distortion of time is for me a good indicator that something extraordinary happened to me. I think it's really good. The internet is like everything. It has a lot of good and some kind of bad in it. But I thought a lot about it, and I think it's good. Like everybody now has access to all kinds of music. If you're okay in your head, maybe you will be. But it's like the donkey also, who's got, you know, so many choices. So at the end, he dies because he doesn't know what to eat. So maybe this will happen. You can be very lonesome when you have a million so-called friends. It's the same with music. Maybe you'll get lost in music if you have too many. But basically, it's really good. We encourage everybody in the audience now to film it, photograph it, record it, stream it, download it, whatever, burn it, rip it. I think it's good. We like it. Music is important because was ist das persönlichste Lied, was wir je gespielt haben? Ich habe ein Antwort.
Ich nicht.
Ja, darf ich meins sagen?
Ja.
Sad Skinhead. The most, I understand what you said before, the most personal song I ever did is Sad Skinhead. Because it is, first of all, it represents some of my philosophy, which is nothing really matters. So if you look at it, the text is void. But if you don't look at it too close, you might see a sense, a meaning in it. And it's very personal. This is the way I feel. Apart from all the bad time I gave somebody, that somebody felt good with me. And apart from all the good time somebody gave to me, I felt pretty bad with that somebody. Doesn't make much sense, but it's good. It's like dessert after eating, in a way.
Right.
Water when you're thirsty, or aspirin after a headache, or sleep after a long drive.
For Pedro Show. Yeah, a big chunk of music there to start off the second hour. We'll do half of the second hour. Stuff from Germany. First we had Basho with Love Is Like Traffic, which is contemporary, but from older days, early 70s. We then had a Paramechanical World by Amandul, and that's Amandul 1, and then Archangel Thunderbird by Amandul 2, then EC by Noi, Spoon from Can. I was telling Brother Matt, very influential on bands like The Fall and Public Image, early England punk. Then a 2008 interview with Faust in London, England, where Faust is doing gigs again. And the guy is explaining where they were coming from. And finally, from Faust, The Sad Skinhead, which he said was his most emotional song that they're talking to. It's weird. It got lumped into this category called Krautrock, but I think it was just because they were Germans. Because I don't think they saw themselves as a scene so much. That Teardrop Exposed guy wrote a big book on this shit and called it Krautrock there. But, you know, music's music. I don't care about the label. Some of these cats are still going. I know Steve Shelley did something with the guy in Noi. I think both the guys in Noi served some time in Kraftwerk. I didn't play any Kraftwerk. When people say German 70s, or everybody thinks Kraftwerk, of course. Mind. And I was huge into that and had all their albums. I even got to see them then, too. Interesting stuff. And also very interesting is right now getting to hand over the show to Brother Matt and his spin cycle.
Cool, thank you very much. Do a little first spin of summertime.
Bye. fucking color, if I wanna be a color.
Awesome.
My inner color just wants to be discovered. You fucking nice in the eye, talk a fucking pussy, spin on even the car. In the skinny jeans.
Waving at the children.
it's time to really start moving. Yeah.
fresher than you. I'm a sick motherfucker, you can call me the flu. You the rookie of the year, I'm a veteran dude. Got stripes on a mic like Adidas shoes. Won't bite if I like, I'ma come brand new. With a style you ain't seen before, like ooh. Move like black ooze, king when I crash ooze. Crack statues, slap tattoo on body. Got a war slash, made a piece like Gandhi. Dress gaudy, but the flow still golly. Filled with the skills of a 07 Gaudi. Taking it back to when niggas push out. And the company in the glitter when peace turn to Audi. Kings of the ring, so y'all niggas better crown me. Yeah, 215, the freshest kids. Step up in the party, and we starting a riot. Not feeling us, so you better be quiet. Rambunctious, putting niggas on the diet. The best thing out, don't knock it till you try it. Step up in the party, and we starting a riot. Not feeling us, so you better be quiet. Rambunctious, putting niggas on the diet. The best thing out, don't knock it till you try it.
Talk shit on the mic like Travis Riley. We the leaders of the beast like Pat Riley. Either at a show or we sparking a rally. Spark fire on trails from Texas to Cali. Around the world, get make bills like Ali. Might say homeboy, but I won't say howdy. Ram function, cause the kids is rowdy. Ronnie Piper and a smoky Audi. 215, get the girls be Audi. Pet them like Mochi and leave them pouty. Let them smell the tea till they feeling drowsy. Let us sip the flask till I'm sure like Audi. My clique be the freshest, don't cry we. Probably smell the booze, start drinking like an alky. You bought a pink status, so they eat it like
step up in the party and we start a riot. Not feeling us, so you better be quiet. Rambunctious, putting niggas on the diet. The best thing out, don't knock it if you try it. Step up in the party and we start a riot. Not feeling us, so you better be quiet. Rambunctious, putting niggas on the diet. The best thing out, don't knock it if you try it.
Bring up the jam. We got the face of a mind in your hands. Going with the freaks from the lines of Japan. These are the people with the holes in your hands. Kick up the eights and bring up the jam. We got the face of a mind in your hands.
All right, brother Matt.
Yeah, the sounds of summertime.
Sounds of something that was on your mind. That was your inspiration.
Remix summer. Yeah, that's what got us started. And then I just had a bunch of remixes that and some good old favorites.
Yeah.
And so that's what we got.
So on the platinum, sure. Thank you very much, Righteous.
Cool, thank you.
We'll come to the end of the second hour. June 28, 2011, Watt from Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour three. June 28, 2011, it's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Just looking at them, no, there's no real reason for me. Home. I want to fuck, cause my dick's on bone. You little whore, behind closed doors, you would drink my cum and nothing more. Now spread your wings open for the flight. Let me fill you up with something milky and white, cause I'm gonna slay you rough and painful. You innocent bitch, don't be shameful. Break out the ice cubes and the hot water. This is the second half and not the second quarter. I'll fuck you till you sleep. You will sleep like a baby, and in your dreams you say I'm crazy.
Pedro Show started off the third hour with some, yeah, there's kind of a theme about these three tunes. First one was by a band called Fuck, and it's a song called Like You. And then we heard I'm Gonna Fuck You by Johnny Violent. And finally, of course, The Fuck Shop by Two Live Crew. I haven't heard Two Live Crew in a while, right?
Get to bust it out.
Remember them?
Yeah.
What happened to Luke Skywalker? Brother Twine, you know about that?
No,
that
nothing.
Cat.
No,
he was like the dude, right? Luke, he ain't the Star Wars
the nasty clown. Man.
Yeah, his name was his
Mark Hamill or something.
No, no, this cat in the Two Live Crew.
Oh.
A little different than that guy, but they had the same name.
Yeah, they were like outlawed in Florida or something like
that's
that.
That's where they're from.
Yeah.
They were a trippy band, and quite controversial.
Yeah.
Is it round and round? It's coming up.
It just went.
But not safe.
Yeah, it's in safe.
Okay. Go into it.
Yeah.
And then you want to restart once it boots up. Restart. Help my brother Twine here.
Yeah, a little computer problem.
There's a little, some oldish, and he's getting that together. Gigage, Brother Matt, have you seen any gigs?
Let's see, I have not since Lightning in a Bottle. That was the last time that I got
you
out.
Guys both went, yeah. That's what we talked about
yeah.
last time.
That was yeah. really bitching.
You yeah. had to show, so no gigs since.
No, I've just been in a work mode, so
yeah.
now, it's been a big week. I've been looking forward to
it. Well, I know this last week, yeah. But what about when I was in overseas?
Pretty much this past year, I've just been in the power mode, so I've been looking forward to this week for a long time.
I went to another gig besides last night at the Troop. The night before, I saw Chibo Motto
and
Yellow Magic Orchestra at Hollywood Bowl.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah. Some parts were interesting, like they do the stacked up parking. So the boat, you know.
Oh,
I had
right.
to go park down on Hollywood and Highland. I had to hobble up that hill.
Holy
I did.
No shit.
And back.
Man. Fucking A.
Gotta get strong somehow. But, God, who got... I mean, Pettibone saw maybe Beastie Boys with Run DMC there in the 80s. Miles Davis.
Yeah.
Dexter Gordon opening up. But I ain't seen a lot of gigs there.
I saw those with Miley last summer. That was cool.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, bad. I love that band.
Yeah.
Money Mark was at the gig. And not playing, but just gig-goer mode. And he's telling me about the Los Punkins head album. You know, it's... Now, me and the drummy finished, you know, I think it's going to come on 2 years now.
Just wait for his part.
But he's into it. He actually, he's... Beastie Boy Torrance Cummins.
Yeah, yeah.
He'll be busy with that. And but he's just been recording with a bunch of people. Show me a picture of this bass he got. It's like the little rubber band bass, that not like mine, but different. It's got frets and a lot more happening. Fredo was there. You know, he was recording a lot with him, Fredo Ortiz. And I guess the first band was Buffalo Daughter. And their DJ was over at Fredo's Pan Gardena and found in the garage some, like, chicken mask. And the Chibo Motto's got a song about, you know, oh, right, like, yeah. You got to know your chicken and shit. So he comes on there, and then Fredo has a Libre, Luce Libre.
Luce
Libre, yeah, the free-for-all kind of. And they come on stage. It was like a bum rush by those cats were playing. And Mizuko was on the drums. Yeah. Wow. And the YMO, they had Keiko from Cornelius. Man,
cool.
I think the last time they played SoCal was 79. Yeah, I remember in the 70s. YMO, yeah, they were like the only band kind of coming out of there that I knew of. Maybe I was just stupid and ignorant. But did you hear about the report that I guess there's a world agency on nuclear stuff and they're talking about the Fukushima? Three of the five cores melted all the way. And the company was like saying half on one was down. It was
a little truth.
It could have Chernobyl. The good thing was it didn't explode. And they think that was because one of the cats working there disobeyed the TEPCO, the company thing, and let the seawater in. And it
could save the day.
Yeah. But they wouldn't say his name. I mean, this cat, you know, it's literally disobeyed because, you know, I think there's kind of stereotype by the just robots.
Because he's a hero.
This
they
cat
make
thought
a hero
his mind, and they don't give him his name. This guy,
he's
that thing
probably fired.
Exploded.
Yeah, he probably got rid of him.
Yeah.
You know?
They don't want this guy being a hero.
Yeah.
But he did it.
Yeah. Saved the day.
Man. And so they said because of his actions and stuff, although there's three meltdowns and they're not going to be able to shut it down until next year sometimes, only 25% of a Chernobyl. Yeah. But all kinds of disinformation and bullshit by this company, TEPCO. And
especially around nuclear stuff. I mean, they don't want the truth coming out about that. That's it's unbelievable how bad that is.
You know, Charlie Plymel just gave me a libretto. He wants me and Pat to make an opera from the Spiel, and it's all on, it's called Planet Chernobyl. And it's a trippy, got some Faust in there, the opera, not the krautrock name. And some trippy things. It's going to be quite a project. I think somebody's at the hatch. Yeah.
Hey, Laurie, what's happening? Rocket. Rocket Morton's in the house.
Yeah. Okay. Maybe time for music.
Sorry. Thank you.
Live from Pedro Show.
Oh, that's right.
Hey. We have visitor, Mari Steelen, talking about old times with Brother Tuan at the Sunken City Skate Shop. I heard there's not going to be any more gigs.
Why is that?
They was drinking. In the
too much fun.
Man, they had that dumpster right by the hatch, and it was just full of booze. You see that? So I think, yeah, cats there got a little nervous. Yeah, too much fun. Too bad, man.
Yeah, that was a cool
close drive for what?
Yeah, yeah, just if just keep it under the radar.
There must be three or four blocks.
Yeah, just roll downhill.
Just use the brake for down. Yeah, getting there. We heard Sharavari, something new from the Dirt Bombs, who played Sunday night in Long Beach at Alex's bar. I couldn't see because I was at... Actually, I delivered the album to Yuka Honda because, well, via Ms. Yuko, because it was weird. Because I had to hobble up there, right? So I get there right before, maybe... She's just pissed and shit, so she's coming out. And hey, I should give this to her. She mixed it. Oh, now is the quiet time. I think, yeah. Okay. That's what I do before gigs, too. I have the quiet time. I said, will you give this to her? And then I saw Money Mark and stuff. And I saw the Fredo dance and all that. But if I would have known, maybe they would have played. But I was beat, man, because I had to hobble back.
Yeah, it's a hike.
About almost 40 minutes from, well, in my condition. Damn. I wasn't going to take any chances, you know, and steady as she goes. And then we heard Chrome from late 70s San Francisco scene, The Danger Zone. This is a guy, guitarist Helios Creed. This is where I left off. Last time I saw Helios Creed, he came to one of my gigs, and it was in Lawrence, Kansas. Not Nebraska, that's next door. But yeah, that was a trip out of nowhere. Maybe he's got family there or something.
Hey, what?
Well, hey. That's Lawrence. Yeah,
fancy meeting you here.
Fancy meeting you here. Then we heard Oblivion Part 3 by Three Quarters Had Been Eliminated. That's a band.
Just a quarter left.
Stefano Pelia, guitar guy in my Il Sogno di Marinaio band.
Cool.
He just came out with a new album. It's whole thing's called Oblivion, and there's four parts. I played the third part. It's trippy. I've played some Three Quarters Had Been Eliminated before. That's a trippy name. I'm scared.
Weeding them out.
And then finally, Sakura from Wakine, which is kind of trippy. You can tell it wasn't around the campfire because there's a piano, unless he wheeled a fucking piano out there and a drum set. But usually those cats, they play out in the nature.
Cool.
How you doing, Brother Twine?
Oh, I'm all good.
Is it happening?
Yeah, I'm waiting to restart. I don't want to make a bunch of noise in the background.
You can do it.
Yeah.
Yeah, after that leaf blower attack we had,
that's
going to be like tiny sound.
Yeah.
Have you been in your yak lately, Brother Matt?
I have not.
Because of school mode.
I have not, yeah. But I got a couple weeks off now, so fun is returning to my life.
Fun is returning to
your
life.
Yeah, tomorrow I got my final, because I'm still going to school at night.
Yeah.
So I got my final trip tomorrow.
Yeah.
But that'll be end of that deal.
I leave tomorrow. Weeks. For England. 11 hours in the tube.
Yeah, it's always
the farts.
That's always a crowd pleaser, huh?
Oh, it's righteous.
Yeah.
No, it's all right. The last time coming home, you know, 9 days ago, was a good one because I had middle seat. 11 hours in the middle seat, yeah. In the baloney. Not like it's okay. Elbow to elbow. I'm not talking about my neighbor's elbows. I'm talking about my elbows.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. And then the other bonus was young U.S. people visit Europe for first time and have much to talk about a whole 11 hours. Really tiny, big, giant voices.
Yeah.
For sure.
Like everybody wants
to. For sure. No criticism. It's okay. That's interesting. What did I read? Oh, Role Models, John Waters.
Mm. Oh, yeah? Is it good?
Mr. Juke gave it to me. Oh, yeah. It starts off with Johnny Mathis.
Uh-huh. Role Models. It's great.
Yeah. And, like, the question came up, and I think Johnny's answer was, I've learned to become accustomed to this way of life.
Uh-huh. Well worded.
Yeah. And then who else is in there? Little Richard. That's heavy because he wants him to sign a release out. He does an interview with him. And Little Richard wants a release. Oh, my God. just a guy who shit in a box and gave it to a lady. And who was another one? Who's one of those Charlie's groups?
Merv Griffin?
No, he ain't in there. Charlie's groups. One
of the... Squeaky?
No. Say some more.
Tex?
No, he's mentioned, but the role model is the lady, Van Houten.
Oh.
Right, Leslie Van Houten, yeah.
There's a lot of bar scenes in Baltimore. And people there.
Eat Bertha's Muscles.
It's an interesting book. I gave it to Ig when I finished it. Yeah, there's a funny story James Williamson told me. He said every Christmas, Ig was getting these pictures of slippers or shoes, and it was signed JW. And he thought all these years it was James Williamson. It was John Waters.
That's great.
It's funny. And also some kid is working on his latest movie.
Really? Now, in the summer, he likes to hang out, like, Provincetown or something. Mm. There's a... by Cape Cod.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, but his town is Baltimore. He loves it. I think he has a pad in New York, too. He's talking about some lady who makes Econo clothes he wears, but they ain't Econo. They're, like, big... Yeah. But, like, oh, nothing matches the buttons long, and the collar's ripped off and all this shit. Yeah.
I mean, it looks Econo, but it's related.
Yeah, it's
three grand for a coat.
Yeah. I don't know why you would do that.
Yeah.
He's impressed by this designer lady and her rap and her spiel.
Just
and
down look.
Her trip, yeah. And, in fact, he has a dream of being one of her... I guess she allows franchises and shit. There's big rules, but you can, like, be one of her store. Yeah. Not like Gap, but some shit like that. And so he has a fantasy about this. And then there was a lady. She was a topless dancer. She was a... Zorro was her name. She'd wear the mask and the hat and be naked. And lesbian lady, but went and had a daughter, and he found and tracked down the daughter and found the whole story of this lady in Baltimore and her life and how intense it was. It's a good book, man. Role models.
Mm-hmm.
It's a trip. You know, John Waters is a trip.
Yeah, he's an interesting American icon.
He, a little, like the last chapter is Cold Hero.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I guess that's where he sees himself. He can't make movies, even if Hollywood's behind him.
Yeah.
U.S. people, he just can't get Mersch.
Yeah, right.
So he's like kind of, I don't know, quote, doomed, unquote. I wouldn't say doomed because, God, if the guy's doing great stuff, I like it. I understand he wants to buy more of this lady's clothes, maybe he wants.
Right. But he just can't break the Mersch barrier.
Right.
He can't go the way, like, say, Gus Van Sant did. You know?
Yeah. Or maybe even Woody Allen.
Yeah.
But then Woody Allen kind of went out of Mersch. He only had a little bit.
Yeah.
Right? Annie Hall or something?
Yeah.
Let's see, here's some more music. I think we got something. Yeah. Stuff from Jack Brewer.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
Hot from Pedro Show. Wilmington's very own Jack Brewer, although he has a lot of Jack. Written in stone.
Extra.
Lord Ransom and his ranch knaves. Waiting for you, the extras. Jack Brewer playing guitar for the extras. And you know how they spell their name.
With two X's.
Extra X. Yeah.
Double X.
Jack, you know about this Proj Toothless Grin?
No.
You don't know about this? This is a band that doesn't play together, just sends files. It's All My Messin' Man, All My Second Man, John Pekovich, Matt Waskovich, both those guys from Cleveland, Chris Greer in New York City, and Thurston in Northampton. And, yeah, it's a weird kind of thing. We're 11 cats. And, of course,
oh, cool.
Three singers. Oh, Byron Coley from Northampton, Massachusetts. He's one of the vocalists. And it's trippy bringing everybody in. What it is Waskovich will send me words and then chords.
Huh.
You know, I guess he just pulls them out of the air and shit. And so I make bass lick to the chords and the words. Mm-hmm. And then I give everybody the bass lick, and then they start putting on the drums and the organ.
Oh, cool. Kind of like when we did that poetry punk rock haiku.
What was it called? Tonka.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Tonka. We were trading off lines.
Yeah.
It's kind of like that. And nobody's in the same room.
Huh.
So we've got six of the songs almost done now. Four more to go. We'll do 10 and call it an album. There's another album I'm almost finished with, too, that was... Do you remember last summer I was in Austin, for 3 days with these cats? John Dietrich from Deerhoof, and Donald McDonough's, and Tim Barnes. And we just jammed for 3 days. I was in my gym bay. I'd just been hurt. And it was sweaty. And they went and edited all that stuff into little tunes. It's called the Hand of Man Band. And... it's almost done, and it's a pretty trippy thing. And not really chord or lick oriented, kind of like spacey thing, actually. Interesting though. I'm really honored to be part of it, and I think it'll be out in September. I remember they asked me what I wanted, so bourbon. So I get there. You know, the guy picks me up from the airport, and as soon as I open the hatch, I smell the bourbon. They had dropped; it was on top of the refrigerator, and it fell and broke on the deck. So it was all this bourbon smell. Another drink.
That's a teaser.
That's a taunt,
right?
Just reeking of fucking bourbon. I was trying to sop it up and shit, and it was like, oh man, sorry guys. Get the fucking old crow in the plastic bottle, you know.
Thousand.
You ever wonder about that plastic bottles? What's that about? Like, for getting into the shower?
Yeah. No breakage.
Yeah, more versatile.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's really probably also kind of signifier, what they say in England, top shelf quality thing.
Mm-hmm. Okay to drink around the pool.
Yeah, right.
Floats.
Yeah, floats good.
So those are two albums in the making that are kind of unconventional, not going in there with the band kind of trip. Something actually you can do nowadays because of the internet.
Mm.
Hey, Brother Twine, are people doing that with movies, collaborating? Like, guy sends in some footage, and another cat brings in some footage, and another. Has anybody tried that yet? I've been doing this with sound for like three or four years now.
It's a good idea, though.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Somehow, it's a real collaboration. And
yeah.
Well, everything's collaboration when you got more than one person, but...
yeah, when it's separated and then...
That's what
together.
I mean.
Yeah,
it's this mix of personal and public.
Yeah, yeah.
And I wonder what it'd be like with movies.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. It'd be a good experiment to do sometimes.
Well, something to chew on.
Yeah.
I want to thank you so much for coming aboard. Oh, Brother Matt, you're always essential aid in abetting, and not much out of you, Laurie.
Glad you made it.
She's really here, though, I swear. She's really here.
It's the June 28th edition of the Walk from Pedro show. Maybe the next one I do is overseas.
Cool.
I think there's some days off between England and Portugal. And I'll try to do a show there, maybe from Lisbon. Kind of like San Francisco. But tiles on the outside of the building. If you've been there, you got to go there, Brother Twan. Okay, everybody, keep your powder dry.